Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this fucking convoy.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It is the famous October 4th. It's 10-4, baby. Truckers, we love this day because it's funny. We get out there and get on Facebook and just say 10-4. Yep, that's a big 10-4. And there's memes all over the place celebrating. It's 10-4. There's supposedly some stuff going on down in Washington, D.C. They always do this 10-4 D.C. And I don't know. I was hoping Greg would call in today and give his two cents about it. I was going to pull it up, see if I could find anything about it. And nope, nothing. But I'm sure that there's some drivers down there, and there might be some news about it tomorrow. I don't know if y'all remember back in 2020, it was a big deal, you know, because protests were going all over the place, and Trump got in on it. It was pretty cool. They were honking their horns. Trump was out in the Rose Garden giving a press conference, and he's like, "Those are truckers for Trump," he said, because you can hear the horns on the news when he was giving the press conference. So that was pretty cool. But other than that, you know, what's different? Tell me. I don't know. You know, all the hell with it. You know, I feel like Bob Uecker right now. What the hell? Oh, man, I tell you what, you know, it's funny because we do these protests. Nothing happens. Nobody, you know, shut down. Who cares? You know, what happened in Canada? Nothing. Nothing. You know, they actually retaliated and cut off some bank accounts that were funding the truckers that were shut down and blocking the Capitol there. Say nothing. Nobody cares. You know, truck drivers, it's one of those things we said before. You're essential until you're no longer essential. And let's just face it, it's not that hard to find somebody to drive a big truck, okay? They want good drivers. And that's a good, yeah, we want good drivers. That's right. Pay them, okay? Pay them. Because there's a few places that pay pretty good and everybody else pays crap. And as an owner operator, good luck with it, because everybody's trying to screw you over. Nobody's trying to help you out. So, you know, you're on your own. That's owner operator. That's what it means. You're on your own. So protesting doesn't matter. Just do what you got to do, because that's what it is. In the news, I mean, that Lone Star dedicated cease and operations, that's still at the top of the list, you know. And then another dude got on the back of a tractor trailer and CDL Life, I tell you what, they come up with some of these great stories. Man accidentally hitches 130 miles on the back of a tractor trailer on search for wife. And of course they got a mugshot of the dude. It says a man got a longer ride than he bargained for after hitching a ride on the back of a tractor trailer early on Monday morning. Incident began in Wichita, Kansas in the early morning hours of October 3rd. According to the Guthrie News page, 30-year-old Dustin Slocum, hopped onto the back of the tractor trailer at a shipping yard in Wichita in hopes of finding his wife, but the driver entered Interstate 35 without realizing he had an extra passenger. It wasn't until the Oklahoma-Kansas state line, holy shit, that the motorist began calling police to report a man holding on to the back of the tractor trailer. The trucker finally came to a stop around mile marker 178 near Cimarron River Bridge after another semi-truck and the vehicle continuously flashed their lights, alerting him of the situation. After the 130-mile ride, Slocum was found hanging onto the bars at the rear of the trailer and told officers about his attempts to find his wife and that he tried to get the driver to stop but was unsuccessful. But, I mean, he's holding on to the latches. Yeah, to the back. I mean, that's what I'm understanding, right? He's on the very back, like on the trailer, not in the catwalk. Slocum was taken into custody and booked into the county jail after 4 a.m. He had since been charged with being intoxicated and in public and joyriding. Joyriding, huh? He pleaded not guilty to both and was granted a $2,000 bond. What? No bail? Or you're going to charge, make him pay bail? How undemocratic of you. Oh, man. That's hilarious. But, I mean, I'm assuming he says holding on to the bars. I mean, I'm assuming it's the latches, the vertical bars that are latching the trailers. And, I mean, I guess you could. If he's drunk, he's hanging off for dear life. He's scared shitless. Oh, man. That's hilarious. Yep. Well, that's the world we live in right there, buddies. You know, you can't, anybody says, oh, it never happens here. It happens everywhere, you know. And, yeah. What are we doing here? Sporting news. Truck drivers. What a minute. What? Oh, no. So there's a, they say trucking fan. So I don't know if you saw Monday Night Football last night. I didn't see it. So there was a protester, an animal rights protester. And let me see if it pops up on this. Come on now. Give it to me. There we go. This news. Well, I guess, yeah, this is the old magazine that we used to get in the mail. They used to, like Sports Illustrated. And it says, so there was an animal rights protester, but it says Peyton Manning, he breaks it down. He breaks down Bobby Wagner's trucking fan on field during the cast of the game. Let me see if they got it. This might be it here. Boy, Sporting News, your website sucks. All right, here we go. Yeah, here it is right here. So we got, that was pretty funny. This animal rights. He's got some kind of smoke bomb coming off of him. So he's got like some kind of purple blue smoke or something. It's really weird. And, bring it over here.
Got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? No? Got to do it on the big board? Yeah. You got to break down his move. I don't know if he's naked right now, but I think at some point
That's
he had
funny.
No clothes on. He was running a post route right across the 50, and a security guard took him out. But a nice hit, though, right? It was a nice legal hit.
I guess it's time to play.
We could show that. Yeah, I understand.
I think we could.
You know,
they don't want to talk about it.
I understand the A team couldn't show up, but the B team, like, we should be able to show that.
there he goes.
There he is. Yes. That's what we're talking about. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and let these guys take over. Bobby Wagner. Veteran play. He had some smoke going on there. Yeah, he's got a T-shirt on. I mean, he's promoting something.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Because that's a... The funny thing is Peyton Manning. Yeah, he's doing something. That's silly. Oh, man, that's hilarious. But, yeah, it's that happened last night during the Monday Night Football game, and the football player actually took him down. And that was the exciting thing last night on football. I was at work, so I didn't see it, but I caught the highlights this morning when I got home. That was pretty impressive. It's just funny. They said it was animal rights, according to the news. So yeah. But other than that, ain't much going on. Like I said, I was expecting some type of like videos or something, but I didn't see anybody doing anything. I was even checking Facebook. Didn't see nothing like that either. So I don't know. Anyway, this is Redneck and I's Radio. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731 and be part of the conversation. Just hit one. This is like a call-in radio show. So, yeah. You know, if you got what's going on, let's talk about it. You know, let me know. If you got more information or you got a topic you want to cover, give me a holler. Like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio. This is Radio Driver for the do-it-yourself trucker. When everything goes wrong, the job got to get done, you got to redneck and I's. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. Like I said, go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. You can find links to all of our great social media accounts. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And then also, don't forget to go thank all of our great sponsors. One of the sponsors I like to thank today, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. It's LTRtransportation.com. This is them right here. There you go. That's a cool little outfit out of Denver, Colorado. Hey, if your company went out of business or if you're not happy where you're at, give them a holler. It's they're out of Colorado, out of Denver, but, I mean, they run all over. And it's one of those where, you know, you're the driver. You know, there's a lot of things that you're involved in. You don't just sit there and they just, you know, it's not like, you know, hey, just tell you, go where we tell you to go and do what we tell you to do. No, these guys here, they want your, you know, they want good drivers. They want drivers that can give their feedback and actually know what they're doing. So give a caller, 720-277-0030, or check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And go check them out. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. So go check us out here, Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
Stand the long arm of the law. Put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to the maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys. You gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune. And we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men.
Now, what's going on there, truckers? I hope you're having a safe and successful day out there today. Now, I wanted to bring up this neat little tool that I've been using. It's called the Trucker Tools app. Now, if you guys haven't seen this yet, but I'll tell you what, it works best when drivers work together to use the app, for instance, leaving reviews of truck stops or updating the status of a way station. Or just like Redneck and I's, it's all about drivers working to help one another. Check out their website at truckertools.com, and I'll post the link to their app in the description below. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
You can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing will ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing will ever
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. We're live here every weekday, 7 p.m. each time, unless we're not. You know, there's always something going on. Like Thursday, I'll be participating in a ride. We got a ride where, you know, it's dealerships. If you own a Harley and you live, like, you know, within a normal driving distance, like I'm here in town, so the dealership's just down the street, and they always want the Harley owners to participate, you know, to draw attention to non-Harley owners. Of course, you know, what Harley always suspects is that, hey, you know, you got an older bike, trade it in, get a new one. That's what they want. They want to sell bikes, and they have rides, they have parties, and, you know, hey, as long as you got some self-control, if you don't want to, I don't need to buy a bike, I don't want to buy a bike, well, then, you know, you still go. You know, if you're not going to go just because you're afraid you might get talked into buying a bike, well, that says something about you, doesn't it? So you're like, say no. You could say no. They're not going to, like, you know, it's like, well, you just had a free beer and a free hot dog. You got to buy a bike now. That's not how it works. It's like, no, it's you do what you need to do and have fun and meet up with other owners, Harley owners, bike riders. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, we're going to do that, and that'll be Thursday. There's some stuff going on down here this weekend and then next weekend, actually, I probably won't have a show that Friday night, next Friday, the 14th, because I tell you what, there's a big charity event for the USO down here, and it's called the Rock and Ride. It's sponsored by the radio station and all the big bars and businesses down here, and it's a big deal. So if you guys check it out, there's a run around the bay. So the bay area here, you know, it's probably about, I don't know, a little less than 100 miles all the way around to take the roads all the way around the bay. And everywhere is good except for the ferry. You got to ride the ferry. So riding the ferry, it's a piece of cake. It's not that big of a deal. And a lot of times if they know that there's some kind of run going on, they try to, you know, keep the ferry clear to where, you know, to where you can just have, you know, plenty of space for the bikes to get on, because this one here, I mean, there's probably going to be like 500 bikes participating. The grand prize for the poker run, the best hand, is $2,000, and that's a lot of money, especially if you're only going to pay like 50 to buy a ticket to get the card to participate. So that's a big deal, and it's a lot of fun. So Friday night is the big party where everybody gets together. You pick up, they give you a big swag bag, and then they give you. You know, you got T-shirts. If you bought a T-shirt, you can pick them up then. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And there's a party. They're going to have a AC/DC tribute band. And, of course, that's the radio station putting that on at the local, party hangout place where there's a big stage outside downtown Corpus Christi. So it's a lot of fun. If you're in the area as a truck driver, just pop on in. You know, it's no big deal. You can hang out. The ride starts at the dealership Saturday morning and goes all around the bay, but ends up at the place where we have the concert, which is the Brewster Street Ice House downtown. If you're a truck driver, look it up, Brewster Street Ice House, downtown Corpus. You might even be able to, depending on, there's a lot of places around there where you could park, but, I mean, you know, I'd watch out to see if you can or not, but there's plenty of room down there to get big trucks. There's like one of those pod places right there, and there's like a moving company down the street, and there's a place that does car parts, so... You know, and that's over there underneath the bridge. So it's all a big industrial area. And actually, about a half a mile down the road, there's a big chain link fenced area. And they've got, when they bring in the, they ship in, windmill fins to make the big windmills out, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. They ship them in. I don't know where they're shipping them in from. Probably Mexico. I don't know. But they bring them in from the ships, and they unload them into this big yard, and the trucks come in and pick them up. And, you know, you see they got pilot cars and all that because they're going up and down the highway. Sometimes in the middle of the night, if I need to pull in the rest area, I can't because all the trucks that are hauling the fins got the whole place, you know, taken up because you got pilot cars. And, of course, these fins, they're, what, you know, 150 feet long, whatever it is. So, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. But you know, that's down in Corpus. That's where they do that. So yeah, like I said, it's a The Rock and Ride, Corpus Christi Rock and Ride. I don't know the official name of it, but it's pretty cool. And that's going to be next week. and it starts like Friday night and then goes until all day Saturday and then Saturday night. So a lot of fun. This weekend is going to be a couple of this. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so there's a little fun ride and a party to help that, to raise money for that. And they're going to have like a silent auction and stuff like that to give away and everything. And they sell T-shirts and stuff. It's pretty cool. So, like I said, if you're in the area, pop on in. But other thing, when you go home, if you're into riding, if you want to get into riding, or if you ride, you just don't participate. And participate is fun. Going, hanging out with these people and finding out good causes and all that. You ain't got it. Look, if you ain't got no money to give them, don't give them any money. It's like, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Don't let them. Like I said, don't let them talk you into buying a new bike, and don't let them talk you into donating $1,000 or whatever. You know, it's say no. I don't know. It's just silly to me to think that people don't go because they're like, I don't want to give any money to them people. It, you know, I don't have any problem with them. I ain't got no money to give them. I said, well, don't worry about it. Just show up. You know, the more people, when they're having a good time, if people have money to give, they give. When there's a lot of people hanging out, if there's nobody there, then nobody shows up. So just show up. Especially at Harley, it's free beer. I don't know about the other dealerships. Well, yeah, man. Yeah, most dealerships had free beer. Yep. Every different dealership I had, they had a party going on. It was free beer. So if you like beer, it's free. There you go. So other than that, ain't nothing much going on else, man. I'll tell you what. I don't like get into individual accidents because it just, you know, what caused the accident? They don't know. They don't put in, you know, these top stories here. They don't put that in there. See what this says here. Yeah, they don't. There's nothing. 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 I was saying, what's 10-4 DC this year? Am I doing it wrong? Yeah, ain't nothing. Yep, nothing on that either. So yeah, I mean, that's like I said, it's a big deal. Everybody, oh, you need to shut down. Oh, we need to protest. Oh, we need to do this, and nothing, nothing. What are you gonna do? You know. So, yeah, let's see here. Let's get into something else. I was going to go check Facebook here in a second. There you go. Ooh, man. Oh, wait a minute. We messed something up. Hang on a second. There you go. We'll just let that fly here tonight. We'll fix it when I come back from break. But this here, Redneck and I's Radio, 515-602-9731. Follow us on YouTube. Appreciate everybody doing that. And go take a break here and clear the air, see what we got going on. Like I said, don't forget to go check out our Facebook page. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's a great thing. And I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors. The other sponsor I like to thank is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. There they are right there. Give them a call, 800-634-3010. If you need particulate filters, you need them cleaned, you need them replaced, SCR units, EGR coolers, charge air coolers, all the different kinds of stuff you need, electrical parts, all that stuff, give a holler. That's dpfregeneration.com. They got all the different size engines too, so check them out. A lot of expertise. I tell you what, a lot of experience behind DPF Regeneration. So go give them a holler, 800-634-3010, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support at Redneck and I's. So go check them out. We appreciate everybody's support. We'll see you in a second.
Every time you hear an engine scream and whine, well, you have to think about Old Man, Old Buford, Frog, and Fred the Snowman. Their story is a legend that will live on in time.
So if I can keep it on the grind when I put that hammer down, I'll be Texas bound and I'll fly.
Thank you. You've got to duck it. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, put it up and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. Does the speed's on her head been alright? I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, the IDC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log is way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and smoke's pulling back at home. My hometown's coming in sight.
If you think I'm happy, alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Opened up my eyes, and I don't wanna leave your side for that lonesome road. But here I go, climbing back behind the wheel, 50 feet of chrome and steel and a load they need in Chicago. Through the middle of the night unknown, on a ride that won't let me go. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. They don't mind to my lonely heart. I just ride, ride. In your arms again, I'll be out here on the wind. Sometimes late at night, I see your picture by the dashboard light. It takes me where I'd like to be. Wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I miss. Still I drive these horses through the rain and snow. This high-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. They don't mind to my lonely heart. I just ride, ride, till I'm back in your arms again. I'll be out here on the wind. Back in your arms again. I'll be out here on the wind.
just that off about San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog call. There's a speed trap on my head down the town, no local yokel gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got this rig around and we'll come about a mile from a guitar play.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate everybody following along, listening. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. This is a call-in radio show. It's all about you. So give us a holler. Let us know. And yesterday we brought up, because it made the news in Arizona, about lane filtering. And then we learned the definition of lane filtering is different from lane splitting. And right now, I looked it up. I was trying to figure out who allows what. No other states allow any kind of lane splitting or lane filtering except for California allows lane splitting. And then, of course, going into effect this week was lane filtering in Arizona. And so that's the only one. There are no others. So if you see motorcycles doing that in other states, just understand that it's illegal. And of course, you know, it's one of those things where it's only illegal if you get caught. But that's the way it works on that. And I wanted to find out, because I was here down in Texas and a motorcyclist did that. We said the red light. And he just moves right between everybody and right up to the front of the line, which, you know what? It actually could work out. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, because the bikes, everybody knows, anybody rides knows. And if you're out there driving, pay attention. If a bike is at the front of the line, as soon as the light turns green, he's gone. Because the horsepower ratio to a motorcycle compared to a car is huge. So to get up to, you know, even the speed limit is 45, 40 miles an hour. If the bike, it takes way less time for the bike to get that speed. And normally, you know, bikes are going to do about 10 miles over anyway. So, but I mean, it's like, you know, for a car to get up to 40, it might take a little bit, but for a bike to get up to 40, ain't nothing. So, you know, they'll definitely, you know, take off and move and get in front of everybody. And that's a lot of times that people say, experts, and here's the thing, is they say that a lot of these experts and motorcycle experts say that lane splitting can actually reduce traffic and improve roadway safety. And basically what it's doing is it's to me, it's just telling, you know, bikes, get the hell out of here. You know, I mean, we're always told, you know, in classes, if you're in a CDL class or you're in a motorcycle safety class, it's always make sure they see you. I mean, even big trucks are said, make sure they see you, because guess what? Four-wheelers, man, they don't see nobody. They see what's directly in front of them. They don't see around them. They don't see side to side. They don't see. They got tunnel vision, every single one of them. You know, there's so many. Everybody said distracted driving, you know, or cell phone use. No, it's not even that. There's so many things inside of a car that are distracting, okay? You know, comfortable leather seats with nice air conditioner, that's distracting, because it gets you so comfortable you forget. You just forget that there's anything outside, you know. I mean, just like look at the advertisements of the nice luxury cars, where the advertisement is that if you want peace and quiet, you can get inside your car because they block out all the noise. Well, that's horrible. I mean, what if there's something going on out there? You need, you know, police, fire, and all that stuff, you know. I'm sure that they do their research and everything, but, you know, you don't need to hear the police siren when it's directly behind you. You need to hear it when it's like, you know, at least a block away, so that you can kind of notice, hey, something's coming, I need to get out of the way. So, yeah, I mean, and then, like I said, they got everything so nice. They got the big screen console in the center that gives them all these choices of satellite radio and, you know, and all that, and the air conditioning settings and individual, you know, every person in there has their own temperature seat and, you know, cup holders galore, and all that is just distracting. All that is distracting, okay? Even big trucks are getting that way now, and I don't like it. Quit trying to make my truck like a car. These new Freightliners look like cars on the inside of them. And you just, I want my switches where I can see them. You know, I want just a couple of big cup holders that I, you know, I got my stuff. A lot of times, you know, back in the day when I had the big, big cup, it sat on the floor, you know. And, yeah, every now and then something would happen, you know, somebody would jump out in front of you, you got to slam on the brakes and your cup gets knocked over. Well, you know, that happens all the time. So, you know, and it's one of those things where as a driver, you know, when you see a truck driver going 65 miles an hour, rest assured, he's going slow enough to where he can see everything and everything's around him. And he's not trying to, you know, you see a lot of drivers are up on the steering wheel and they're shifting lanes back and forth. And yeah, it could be, you know, I don't know. You do what you need to do, but a lot of times truck drivers are just kind of kicking back, not necessarily kicking all the way back, but they're going slower on the highway so that everybody can go around them. They're not trying to pass nobody. They're not trying to race nobody. And that's just, you know, it's safer for the truck driver to do that. And, you know, when you see a driver going really, really fast, you see them. I see them a lot where they're trying to do 75 in a 65 or 60, and they're doing 75. And, I mean, they're out in the left lane. They're back and forth, swerving and changing lanes and all that. And yeah, it's one of those things where I just don't like it. I don't like it when I see truck drivers doing it. You know, I don't like it when they're sitting in the middle lane going slow. I don't like it when they're sitting in the, you know, when they're going too fast or whatever. I just don't like it. I want truck drivers to just maintain your convoy right there on the right and take it easy. You know, if you're going a little slower than somebody else, you know, get out of the way. You know, I'll tell you right now, if you're in the middle lane and people are passing you on the right, then you need to get over, because that's just, you're in the way. Okay, get out of the way. But other than that, four-wheelers don't see. Make sure they see us where we're told. So for bikes to be able to get on out of here and go around vehicles and merge and split and filter, all that stuff, hey, you know, I ain't got no problem with it. I just hope they're doing it safely. So that kind of thing. California right now is the only law that allows it. And it's funny to me because California is like really, really strict when it comes to traffic laws. I mean, all the trucks, is the speed limit still 55 for all trucks everywhere in California? I ain't been in California a long time. I could care less. But, you know, it's interesting to see all these different laws and different rules. I tell everybody all the time, if the accident ratio in the city of Laredo is no different than the accident ratio for the rest of the country, that just proves that traffic laws don't work. Okay, stay in your lane, stop at stop signs, you know, yield to oncoming traffic and what do you call red lights and all that. It doesn't work. It doesn't improve any kind of safety, because guess what? Laredo, they don't follow that crap. Nobody does down in Laredo. Laredo, lanes don't mean nothing. Shoulders don't mean nothing. Stop signs don't mean nothing. All that. If you go down, you know what I mean. You go down to Laredo and you stop at a stop sign. It's a four-way stop. You stop at a stop sign. Here comes a car. They're supposed to stop. And you're actually trying to say, you know what? I'm going to wait for them to stop. Guess what? They ain't stopping. Because they see you stop, they're going to keep going. That's what happens. You know. And a lot of times you just got to take it. You know. Part of getting around in South Texas, especially your Laredo area like that, is just go when you can go. And you see, you know, I see the videos in these other countries. They're going all the time, you know, but you know what? Nobody's got a cell phone. Nobody's jamming on the radio. Nobody's talking to their spouse or kids or yelling at their kids in the back. Everybody knows you're in a car is dangerous. And that's the other thing is that, you know, riding as a passenger in a car, it's gotten too relaxed. It's too convenient. It's too fun. We seem to think that there's nothing going on inside that vehicle to where they can do it. It's like I'm sitting on the living room couch. I can do whatever I want. I can jump up and down or you know, reach for something or talk to people or, you know, look. You know, you can't do that in a car. And that's what they're all doing out there. So yeah, I was doing a little digging on that, and I was trying to figure out, you know, what other states allow that lane splitting or lane filtering. And right now what we know is that lane splitting, which is the traffic. What did I say? I did a deal on that. Here we go. So there is a drafted bill in the state of Texas It says, most stressful parts of driving any car is waiting at stopped or sluggish traffic. If you're riding a motorcycle, you could be wondering if you can squeeze your vehicle into the gap between slower vehicles and continue your journey. This is sometimes referred to as lane splitting. In other cases, you might be tempted to creep into the front of the line at a red light traffic jam. This is known as lane filtering. As of 2022, both lane splitting and lane filtering are illegal in Texas. What is lane splitting and filtering? Lane splitting is the act of riding a motorcycle between two lanes of slower traffic traveling at the same direction. Lane filtering is riding between halted traffic, such as a red light or a traffic jam. Many motorcyclists support lane splitting and filtering, arguing that it keeps traffic moving by moving ahead of traffic in cases of dense congestion. Lane splitting helps riders save time. Lane splitting may offer advantages as well as disadvantages. For instance, the University of California Berkeley research study discovered that lane splitting might be safer for motorcycle riders than conventional lane riding during instances of high traffic. According to the study, drivers who don't stop are more likely to hit motorcycle riders from behind. However, and that's the thing too. So if you're in stop traffic as a motorcyclist, our biggest concern is making sure that the people that are coming up behind us, they know that we're there. Because that's the thing is that as a bike, you're only taking up a little small portion of the lane in between two vehicles. So for them to say, you know, like depth perception, people see a vehicle in front, but they don't realize that there's a smaller vehicle in front of them. You know, you kind of blend into the other vehicle. So that thing is there is one of those things that we worry about sometimes. But that's why lane splitting or lane filtering is always good for motorcycles because they can just get out of the way. They can just go and not worry about being behind somebody and getting hit from behind. So is lane splitting legal in the state of Texas? While lane splitting is somewhat a common practice, it is illegal in Texas. Currently, California is the only state in the nation where lane splitting is permitted. However, as of 2019, the Texas legislature had drafted a Senate Bill 273, which dealt with lane splitting. The bill was never passed by the Senate Transportation Committee of the 87th Texas Legislature, so it never made it out of committee. A Democratic senator from Austin submitted a measure to the Texas Senate Transportation Committee in 2017. However, the Transportation Committee did not vote on the matter, so it never passed into law. Where are the penalties? What are the penalties? Lane splitting motorcycle drivers in Texas risk receiving a ticket for driving on the shoulder of the road, which carries a fee. If the motorcycle rider in Texas is involved in an accident while lane splitting, the motorcycle rider may be entirely or partially to blame. As a result, the rider might not be fully compensated for any injuries sustained. However, the motorcyclist may not be the only one at fault if the other motorist was careless and caused the accident by speeding, passing too closely, or operating the vehicle while intoxicated. Due to the fact that Texas is modified comparative negligence jurisdiction, the rider might still be eligible for reimbursement for injury, although at a lower amount, depending on the circumstances. It says the risks of lane splitting and filtering. Lane splitting and filtering may be risky, even when it's permitted. Drivers might be unaware of motorcyclists and may take lane shifts in front of the lane splitting motorcyclists, resulting in a severe collision. Motorcycle riders lack the protection, might result in serious accident, even if moving at speeds of around 20 miles an hour. That's correct. For instances, the space between a car is limited. There isn't much room for the motorcyclist to pass between two automobiles. Due to their proximity, riders risk colliding with the car if they make a mistake. In a similar vein, cars are less likely to see motorcycle riders. It is risky for the vehicle to change lanes while a motorcycle rider can lane split, since the motorcycle may end up in the car's blind spot. It says contact the Houston Motorcycle Accident Lawyer at Attorney Brian for personal injury lawyer. And that's the end of this article. And this is just a blog post by Brian White, personal injury lawyer, looks like out of Houston, and discusses that. So that's like I said, it's not legal. Doesn't seem like Texas is going to make it legal anytime soon. California is the only one where it is. And then what do you call Arizona just made it. So this article here by another lawyer says, over the years, several bills have been passed in different states to legalize lane splitting, and the following states have legalized the practice. So if you're riding a motorcycle, it's essential to keep these states in America where lane splitting is legal. California was one of the first states to embrace lane splitting. Even before it was legalized, motorists and motorcyclists respected the practice for years. In 2016, it was declared legal across the state. California is the only state in America to make lane splitting legal officially, Assembly Bill number 51. Arizona lawmakers in Arizona first attempted to legalize lane splitting with Senate Bill 1007, but it failed to pass at the beginning of 2020. However, Representative Noel Campbell introduced the bill in Bill 2285 that aims to restart the talks of legalizing lane splitting in Arizona. Discussions are still underway. This is an old article because they just passed lane filtering. Says through lane splitting, Hawaii, though lane splitting is technically not legal because Hawaii's roads may be too narrow, the state has allowed shoulder surfing for motorcyclists on the island where there is traffic congestion. Connecticut, Senate Bill 629 was recently introduced in Connecticut. Lawmakers are currently discussing legalizing lane splitting and filtering. The bill has been referred to the Committee on Transportation, but there hasn't been any news since proposed, and that was in year 2019. Utah, in March of 2019, Utah followed California's example by becoming the second state to legalize filtering. Although it is not as permissive as lane splitting, lane filtering can help motorcyclists avoid being tailgated when on the road. Utah lane filtering guidelines. And it's got a little click. You can click on it. This is Oregon. Oregon, a proposition to make lane splitting legal, has been introduced to the speaker's desk and currently is in discussion. If this bill passes, motorcyclists will be allowed to travel between cars on roadways with speed limits of 50 miles an hour or more and traffic moving at 10 miles an hour or slower. It says Washington. Washington, in 2015, Washington introduced a bill to legalize lane splitting, which did not pass. Then, 4 years later, lawmakers introduced Senate Bill 5254, which was left hanging for discussion. On January 13, 2020, the same Senate bill was reintroduced and is still pending approval. Virginia, at the beginning of the year, Representative Tony Wilt introduced House Bill 1236 to amend the Code of Virginia to allow lane splitting in the state. This bill has already been referred to the Committee on Transportation and is waiting approval. There you go. And this was on March 10th of this year. So that's good stuff. We'll pay attention to that. We'll keep an eye on that stuff. Pretty cool. I think that's going to wrap it up, man. Hell yeah, I killed some good time with talking about lane splitting. So go check us out, RedneckAndEyes.com. This is RedneckAndEyes Radio Live. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And let me see here. See, I was talking, and my technology screwed up again.
Woohoo!
All right, now, hey, everybody. This is Ed with RedneckAndEyes Radio. We're going to call it a day here. I'm going to get to work. Appreciate everybody listening along and following along. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. Appreciate everybody listening along on YouTube as well. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And go check us out, like I said, RedneckAndEyes.com. All of our great sponsors, you can find links to those, too. DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. You can check them out. Also, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And, of course, can't forget about one of the great ones. That's Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. You can check them out at truckertools.com. They're the app that tracks the freight, books the freight. And you can also find help on your route. You can find truck stops, fuel stops, maintenance facilities, parking, even Walmarts. It's great. So check them out, Trucker Tools at truckertools.com. Download their app from your app store. Appreciate all their support. So until next time, we got to see you. I'll be back Friday. Tomorrow, course, Tiffany be sitting in with Women of Redneck and I. It's always a great thing. Appreciate all their support. And check them out. Same time, always, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Check them out. It's 515-602-9731 is the phone number. RedneckandEyes.com is the website. And please go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And y'all have a good evening. We'll see you later.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.